This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
Alec Murdaugh, he's back in the news because there's a pretty damn good chance we're going to see an Alec Murdaugh trial part two. How is this, you ask? The judge already said no. Well, they said, I don't want to hear it. We're kicking it to another court. And it didn't just go to an appellate court. It's going to the Supreme Court of South Carolina, where they have agreed to hear this case and take it on the appeal based on the allegations of jury tampering. Joining me to discuss, Robin Dreek, retired FBI special agent, chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. When we last talked about this several months ago, when Becky Hill was on the stand, I was kind of shocked that they said no, even though we have one juror raising their hand saying there was tampering. I'm saying, we don't think so. So I'm not too surprised that we are here today. Where do you think it goes from here?
Well, I'm glad that I bumped it up to state because I think it gets even more objective. And I think justice is easier served when there's not people that might even be tied to the Murdaugh family involved in this process. Because I think that's part of what we've talked about numerous times in this case is that family's tendrils in that community and fear. Confirmation bias and fear are powerful effects when you're dealing with juries, when you're dealing with trials and things just like this. And so I really like that it got kicked up to state because they're trying to, in my mind, they're trying to demonstrate to the entire system, the public and everyone that the system works. We need to have trust and faith in the system. A wrong was done by potential jury tampering. We're going to take an objective look at it and make a ruling on it, whether we retry it or not. So I can't imagine, you know, the amount of remorse over being caught, maybe not remorse for what she did, that court clerk has, Becky Hill, because look what she's caused.
Yeah. Just by flippant comments or, I don't know if it, I don't know how flippant they were or just kind of way of life. It seems Becky just kind of liked to talk, and didn't really seem to think there would be much of an impact beyond her words. And there hasn't been in the past because there wasn't this kind of a microscope on other cases. But this is surely, especially if the Supreme Court says Alec Murdaugh gets a new trial, I think she should probably be a little bit concerned about her future freedom because this could really escalate possible charges against her for jury tampering if the Supreme Court says, yeah, it happened.
Yeah, I don't know the law at that kind of granular level on it, but you would think too, at some level, you know, because this costs a lot of money to try a case. I wonder if she could be liable for the cost of the retrial too in any assembly. There's a lot of penalties you can invoke on someone that, if you can point the finger to one individual that is culpable for doing this. But at the same time though, just like with everything, I say, who is the leader that one hired her? Well, she was elected. Was she elected or selected?
I believe she was selected. I could be wrong on that.
Either way, the lack of leadership and oversight over her and their system was definitely flawed. So she had free choice and will to do what she did, but at the same time, the system needs to be revamped. From what I saw from the articles that I've read recently, though, you know, she resigned as of the past March, and there's a lot of internal investigation going on around her. So I like that because, yes, she needs to be highly scrutinized for all the actions that she's causing because, I mean, it was overwhelming, at least from the jury standpoint, minus one that said they might have been influenced that this he was guilty twice.
When it comes to going to the Supreme Court on a case like this, there's going to be precedent set either way, whether or not they say, yes, there was jury tampering, because look, on the surface, there's a juror saying that they were tampered with and it affected their decision. That's just fact. It is what it is. If the Supreme Court of South Carolina is to come back and say, even though there was jury tampering, we still don't think you deserve a new trial. That's the danger. That's a far more dangerous precedent to set than saying, let's give him a new trial. You have to take Alec Murdaugh out of the situation here. You could be anybody, anything. It could be some, you know, small drug charge or something. Just whatever it may be. if the Supreme Court says we're going to ignore jury tampering going forward because just one person is saying that, that's not a good thing.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know the granularity on the law of that one, but you would think that if they say there's jury tampering, you got to retry it. So I think that's what's going to be. It's really going to come down to a real fine definition of what constitutes jury tampering is what they're going to really nail down, I think, in this.
Yeah, yeah. It's up for conjecture. A lot of it. I mean, what is jury? Is the clerk of court going in there saying, pay attention to his words? I mean, she's saying that she didn't say his. She just said, pay attention to the case.
Right.
That anybody's going to do anyhow. It's very questionable. And I mean, there's a lot of admissions in her own book that are damning to her as well. I mean, including plagiarism. So it's not like she has the most credibility here when we're examining her behavior and all of that.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and feast on the good stuff.